At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Register.
Sad boy.
He's in timeout today. We are here playing on MyBookie's live casino. I'm playing blackjack. Dan, you're doing what I do most of the time at a blackjack table.
I'm making a smart decision.
Which is stand next to my friend who's playing while I drink. But I don't even get free drinks.
Rent's coming up, so I don't know if I need to re-hit the funds on my bookie yet.
Yeah,
I'll be back next week. But
there's a lot of reasons why it's not really probably intelligent for me to be playing blackjack right now. Might have an extra person coming around.
Oh, you're telling everybody you're having a third child. Congratulations, you dickhead.
Don't congratulate me on the internet, though. I haven't told my parents yet. I'm not concerned about them watching this show.
So like on softcore, don't say.
Yeah, don't say anything on socials. Don't post anything on socials about that. But I'll tell you, sweet babies. But yeah, really shouldn't be playing with this money, but here we are. But Dan, you're here to hang out with me and be my support.
I'm here to watch you lose, so wow. Then you have to give up that third kid.
Yeah, for adoption.
No, yeah, you have to sell him for safe passage.
Yeah. Speaking of...
or her. It could be her.
Speaking of children,
Hopefully it's her.
I may need you to help my child put a workout regimen together. My oldest child keeps getting attacked at daycare.
Because he's kind of been analyzed by his peers, and they're like, he's a bitch.
Wow. You really going to go there? He got bitten on the nose by some little fuck at daycare.
Behavior. Is he not biting back?
I think getting bitten on the nose is so jarring. Like, if someone walked up to you and just started biting your nose, you wouldn't know what to do.
At two?
Especially not at two.
No. Are you sure it's a fellow student?
If it's an adult... There's so many more problems.
One of the counselors just biting his nose. It's not good.
Not what you want.
How's the casino going right now?
I'm on a little bit of a heater here. I'm up like $300 early. I had to start a hand before the show started just to get my seat. Won a double down at 21, and then I just hit blackjack on that last one. So I'm crushing it.
I'm hoping my golf bets go better this week.
Yeah. What'd you bet this week for another blackjack? Oh my God. What a day. What a day. It's so much fun to be me.
Andrew Novak. Yeah. Jake Knapp and Austin Eckroat. Last I saw Eckroat, and we're recording on Thursday. Eckroat and Knapp not doing so hot. Novak just putted for eagle, though. He's at 4 under.
All right. We are shuffling here with our dealer named Aaron, normal name today. Again, we're on MyBookie's Live Casino. You go to MyBookie.com, go up to the top tab. It says Live Casino. I don't give a shit. I got to read the ad. I'm going to read it anyway. You put in your money. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit. So if you up to $1,000. So if you put in a grand, they'll give you an extra grand to play with. If you only have 100 you want to fuck around with, that's fine, too, because they'll match that $100. Whatever the number is, up to $1,000, they will match. It's fun as hell. We're here playing blackjack on
my bookie. I'm weirdly really excited for college football this year. And by weirdly, not at all.
Is it the game that's doing it to you? Because you guys.
Yes, college football 25 is making me excited about my team.
Foolish.
Very foolish. It's just going to be different because there's 12 teams that make the playoff this year.
I'm excited. Missouri, obviously, will be making the playoff this year. Everybody's back, baby.
That extra game got people, like the top seeds. Obviously, the top four get a bye.
Yeah.
But, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, they're going to be playing home games.
I will say this. Like, if Missouri makes the playoff, I obviously want a bye. I want them to be as high seed as possible. But, oh, my God, a home playoff game?
Like, great.
That's
winner goes to, like, the Sugar Bowl?
That's fucking crazy. Like, that would be the craziest atmosphere.
It's going to end up being, like, the same
another blackjack! Oh. When Dan doesn't play, Rob has fun.
Fucking glad you enjoy this, Gary.
I'm not even joking, dude. Like, you're not on the table. The cards are just falling into my lap today. I'm up $1,000.
Yeah, I'm the issue. I'm the problem. Not you fucking me constantly because I'm at the end of the table.
Eh, whatever.
And you're like, oh, hey, yeah, should I hit on like a 16 even though it's against a 6?
Why are you mad at me? Why are you just a dick? Oh, and there's a 20. Let's go. But she's got a queen. I bet she's going to flip a fucking 10.
It do be like that a lot.
Yeah.
Last week, I've never seen so many bad beats.
That was, last week was so aggressively fucking evil. If you weren't watching last week, what basically happened was...
My soul got ripped out.
Yeah.
I went up $2,500, right?
Yeah, but that's normal for you. That's not nothing. That's not anything new.
Proceeded to lose like another, I don't know, $4,000 from then on.
I've never lost so much money or pushed so often on 18s and up. Like, I mean, it was every fucking time. I'd get a 19, he's got a 20. I get a 20, it's a push.
And I would typically be able to play as we get paid on Fridays, but we're recording this on a Thursday today.
Yeah, so Dan couldn't put any money in the old account.
I'm not that flush right now.
Well, you had to bet on golf. Oh, yeah. Dealer got a blackjack.
Yeah.
But I didn't take insurance.
I can't be, you know, just my funds are low.
You gotta like,
I'm cash poor like the Raiders.
Are they cash poor?
They're pretty cash poor. That said, you have something going on this weekend?
What? It's my mom's 70th birthday. We're going up to Michigan.
Oh, you're going to Michigan?
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, that was like my family went there all the time when I was a kid. South Haven, Michigan, baby.
You guys drive though.
Yeah, so we're actually flying to St. Louis and then driving up with my parents because the other option was me and Courtney.
That sounds like hell.
No. What's hell is me and Courtney having to fly to Chicago alone with the kids and then having to rent a car alone with the kids.
Not Detroit? You wouldn't fly into...
Detroit's further.
Oh.
This is a... Yeah. So this would be...
What part of Michigan? What lake?
Michigan.
Lake Michigan, but what town?
South Haven. South Haven, Michigan. It's in southeastern or southwestern Michigan, I should say. It's a cute little, it looks like a little like Cape Cod type of town.
Okay.
Last time I was there, I got drunk on blueberry wine.
Well, happy 70th to Mrs. Fox.
Oh, yeah. Should be a good time. It's the kid's first time at a beach.
I thought you had a wedding this weekend.
No. Okay. I'm done with weddings. I have a wedding in October, thankfully.
Your best man.
I'm the best man. I hope it's the last fucking wedding I ever have to go to. Ooh, 14. She's got a 9. I'm going to hit.
Are you trying to say I'll never get married?
No, I guess I'll go to your wedding. But you're younger. You're only, what, 33?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 2 years.
Until you're like now?
Yeah, until I'm like, get over it, dude. Just go to a courthouse.
Okay, so at 36, you're like, I'm not going to the wedding.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. I guess I won't invite you.
I'll go to the party.
I'm not a great wedding guest from my past.
I
brought a plus one I didn't have one year.
You were fine at my wedding. I mean, I would still like actual footage of my rehearsal dinner, but otherwise you were fine at my wedding.
I think you got a good result with the video you got.
Fully agree with that. 20, baby. Let's go.
I think Courtney loved the video I produced. And also, I had $0 in my bank account.
I know. It was a good time for you.
This kind of reminds me of that, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we're back to that. Maybe you can cut this to make me look like a fucking murderer, too. Here,
I don't have to do that.
Yeah, it just happens.
I need a murderer to come into the table and just destroy you. This seems to be...
Not Aaron. Aaron's my girl, dude. Me and Aaron's my girlfriend. Like, Aaron is just so nice to me, sweet to me. She takes care of me.
They're just flaunting it in my face. Like, look how easy this is.
I'm
going to
stay on 18 here. Ah, push. It's fine, though. Aaron wouldn't take from me. You know what I mean? Like, she has to put on air. She has to be like, oh, sorry, you didn't win this time. But she would never take from me.
Right, she's got to occasionally push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. Okay, Aaron, let's see what you're getting me here. What are you up to this weekend?
We got UFC 304 on Saturday.
Got any bets on that? Once your old paycheck comes in?
Oh, certainly. It's weird for them, though. They're not fighting. They're fighting normal U.S. times, but the card's in England.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where it's like fucking 3 in the morning.
So, like, yeah, Tommy Aspinall, and, you know, he's fighting Curtis Blaydes. You have Leon Edwards, Bilal Muhammad. They're fighting at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning local time.
That's insane. That's gotta be a horrible product.
Yeah, to accommodate the U.S.
Can you imagine if they did that with, like, the NFL games in London?
Fucking suck.
It'd be fucking horrible.
Yeah, the Jaguars are just playing at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. I am I'm up about $1,000 here.
Or actually, it would be like 8 o'clock here, so what would that be? Like, they're 6 hours ahead or something?
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, be gross.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, I'm up $1,000. It's been 10 minutes about into the show.
What's worse is, imagine being a fan. Like, if you're a fighter, sure.
At the fucking event? That's a fucking nightmare.
You have to, you know, fight in Dubai, you fight over in the U.S. I'm sure plenty of English fighters have prepared their bodies to be on a certain schedule.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a fan going to this at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., what the fuck is that?
It's the type of thing where, like, you know how during COVID they legalized to-go alcohol in most states, yep. And they just kind of stayed that way? Like, it stayed that way in Texas. What they should do for things like that is just briefly legalize cocaine or amphetamines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some amphetamines are legal already, but like maybe methamphetamines, whatever. Like, you can't fucking expect somebody to stay up, or like at events like that, you're allowed to serve booze past whatever time booze shuts off at.
There better not be a cutoff.
Oh my God, dude.
I need to see the drunkest English fans imaginable.
Yeah, I would actually commit.
What do you got on the table right now? I can't see for shit.
You can't see what's on the table?
Well, you have my computer, so.
Yeah, they're asking me to take insurance. I won't because I'm not a coward, but she has blackjack. I don't care. I care not. Aaron, what'd I do to you?
I think I need to kind of needle you to bet bigger.
You were doing that at the end of last week's show.
Put $500 on the table right now.
You know what I will? She just had a blackjack. Oh, fuck, I can't. It already went through.
You do.
I will next time.
Eight.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't this time. Good Lord.
Against a 10. You going to hit?
Yeah.
How hard are you going to hit, though?
We'll see, man. Maybe I'm a fucking pipe hitter. I busted.
It's because you pushed down too light.
Oh, I need to fucking smash it. All right, I'm putting $500 on the table for this next hand, but Aaron is reshuffling the deck.
Now, your expectations for Missouri football this year?
Through the roof.
Playoff?
Yes.
Playoff or bust?
Playoff or bust.
Yeah.
I'll be deeply disappointed if they make the playoff. Between the schedule's pretty favorable and everyone's back, and the dudes who aren't back were replaced by very good transfers and recruits.
I've now talked myself into UCF.
Playoff?
Big 12 or bust. Like, Big 12 championship or bust.
Do you guys play Kansas this year?
No.
We
also catch Utah at home.
Oh, fuck.
Our schedule's pretty easy.
Oh, fuck. Actually. This guy, we just changed dealers.
Oh, this guy's a killer.
This guy's going to fuck me up. He's wearing all black because it's my funeral.
Like, we should be 2-0 going into the TCU game.
Okay.
TCU's not that good this
year.
Yeah,
I feel like TCU should be a dub. Is it at TCU?
Yeah, it's Fort Worth. I'm going.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm going to the Missouri game at A&M. Starting off with a 3 on the $500 hand. Not what you want.
Yeah, but we avoid Kansas and Kansas State this year.
I feel like you could beat Kansas.
We play Arizona. Arizona's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But we catch Arizona at home. Catch Utah at home.
And a bust on the $500 hand. There goes most of my profits.
I'd like to go to Tempe for the Arizona State game.
Why don't you?
It's just the two biggest parties.
You got nothing holding you back.
I know. I might. Well, it depends on our schedule here.
I'm just going to get...
We could be at another game.
I'm just going to get some dudes together and rent like a fucking party van, go down to College Station, get drunk on the way there, go to the game, and then just go back. Like, why the fuck would I spend $600 on a one-night hotel and see stat? I also have no interest in going out to the bars.
Also, I have no idea how good Oklahoma State's going to be this year, but we wrecked them last year. Remember that? It was like 45-3.
I don't remember if I told you this or not, but we had to replace Missouri had to replace our defensive coordinator because Blake Baker went to LSU.
Yeah.
And we replaced him with the South Alabama guy who shut down Oklahoma State.
But, nice.
So.
I think the ratings in College Football 25 are too high, though, because the amount of playmakers on our offense this year. Like, sure, I knew we had some good talent and stuff, but, like, I don't know if...
Are they overrating KJ Jefferson? Are they not taking into account that KJ Jefferson has gained 100 pounds?
Yeah, they are not accounting for KJ Jefferson being really fat. He He's too good in the game. He's exactly what you want in a college football game, too. Any football game. It's just like a quarterback that can scramble and you just kind of run around.
Just impossible. Yeah. Makes you want to fucking scream. Yeah.
It's really hard to stop me with
UCF. This dealer's name, by the way, is Ace. We'll see how Ace treats us.
Is he going to hook you up with an ace? Nope. 14. Is this the $500 hand?
No, I lost that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. You should put $1,000 on. Try to chase.
Yeah, I probably won't. That's why I'm the only one playing right now.
You should chase, dude.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, you just busted.
I busted.
Surely you'll win this next hand. You should chase.
Oh, my God.
Come on, do it.
Yeah, probably won't.
Do it, dude.
Come probably
on.
Won't.
Come on.
19.
Here, I'll go halvesies with you.
What? No.
You put $1,000 on right now, I win the $500 if we win a hand. I'll put $500 up for the next.
You don't want to have it to put up.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
I got
God.
You tomorrow.
All right. I will put $1,000 on the table soon, but not yet. I was up $1,000. Now I'm up like $100 because that's what happens when you bet giant fucking hands.
I'm betting behind you when my check clears tomorrow.
14. Look at this. The hands you're telling me to put.
What is he doing?
Ace is, I don't know. He's conducting a symphony of hate. Because he's not dropping me the cards that Aaron was. Aaron was my girl.
No, I'm glad I didn't get this hand. Dude, he is just jacked up.
He is. This guy is.
I've never seen somebody so animated.
This guy's on some shit. Oh, my God.
He's on the meth Gary's on.
He is. Should I hit or stay on the 60? I'm staying. Fuck it.
Against the 12.
There you go. Give me a 10. This guy is. Stop playing with your food. There we go. Stayed on the 16. Won some money.
Dude, this guy is awesome.
I'm enjoying Ace's antics so far.
All right, put the $1,000 on the table. Let's go. I'll put up 500.
Fine.
Come on.
1K on the table, you fucking twat. The other people on the table are betting 30, 60, and 30. I have to look like a fucking psycho here.
And then I hope we get a chance to double down.
A 5! What a start!
Wait, we're getting a 6.
An 8? I'd take that.
Against a 4? Let's go. Double down. Double down.
No.
Double down!
I have $1,000 on the table. Calm down.
Fucking double down, dude. Against a 4? Oh, well, it's a good thing we didn't double down. Stay, though.
Yeah, I'm obviously staying on. Oh, my God, dude. You're fucking killing me. This is with a.
He's going to bust. It's going to be okay. All right?
I am really not thrilled with this.
Oh, no.
Hand is gone.
Oh, no. No. All right.
What are you saying to me, Ace?
We're fine. We're fine. We're good. 10. Give us a 10, buddy. 10. 10. Oh! He just rope-a-doped us.
I'll be going back to doing what I was doing. God damn, dude.
He's electric, though. Look at this man.
This guy is electric. You're not electric.
This is awesome. Except the fact I owe you.
You are a dead car battery.
I'm sorry. I'll pay you tomorrow.
Fucking
I'm a man of my
asshole.
Word. Chase, though. Let's chase. I think we should chase.
I'm not chasing right now. God damn it. I the money I have in my account.
I need a jump. Give me a jump.
That 17 would have been a lot more fun on the last one.
Well, against what's he got?
No,
not 17 is against 10. I fucking hate.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Then, yep,
he just kills you.
Yeah, something bad happened.
Let's do it. $1,000 on the table.
Hey,
right
blackjack.
Now. Right now.
I'm fucking staying out of that, dude. Let's not do it.
Come on.
I'm not doing it. This is a nightmare.
I just want a little action.
We're playing against like weird dudes right now. Who's Yuf Bambino?
I don't know any of these people's names. They need to get a little bit more creative.
He goes, "Swee!" All right, here's a king. Maybe
didn't. You should have put $1,000 on this.
Oh my God, dude! This Ace is. I like Ace, even though he's absolutely fucking me in the ass. 19, I'll take it. Finally. Something decent.
He's like a pitcher that does like a weird windup.
Yeah, it's Kenley Jansen. Just like he's about to pull a card. Like,
Joel's got a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, gotta go kill someone.
It's fair. All right, Ace, what do you got here, you motherfucker?
We got a 19 against a 7. We're fine. He's going to flip a 10? Nope, 13? 23, boom.
There we go. Finally, I got to claw my way back up to even now.
Yeah, with one hand, dude, $1,000.
And you know what I'm doing today? Because this is my day. Because you're not even playing. I'm doing some roulette at the end of the game.
All right.
I'm going to the roulette table. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I can edit it out.
Yeah, but don't.
But don't.
It's just more work for you, really.
Cutting things now. Chopping it off at the end. Yeah, it just ends just abruptly.
You just see, cut.
Yeah.
Gone.
And it's gone.
14. Ugh, come on. Pull some shit. Pull some dog shit. There we go.
Three.
Chilling.
All right. Hear me out. Let me put $1,000 of my own money on the table.
You are a sick person. Like, what the fuck, man?
I just need a little action, bro.
There we go.
Just need a little cut.
I'm like, literally, every time I'm not taking your advice today, I'm like, win, win, win. And now I'm clawing my way back up to even. And you're like, come on, man. Just give me.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, daddy.
Give me a little slice.
I like Ace, though. I'd party with Ace. Ace is the type of dude I'd get drunk at this table, and I'd be like, hey, man, what are you doing after this? What are you fucking?
Dude, Ace would fuck your wife.
Probably. Probably. He'd dance her.
Without your consent.
He would seduce her with dance. That would suck. I would watch. There's nothing I could do about it. Like, I would just see him dancing at her, and I'd be like, all right, well, I hope she still loves me. Like, I hope she just needs this.
He would also kind of Leo it as he's tapping it from behind.
Yeah.
Where he's just listening to EDM and just probably doing some dance moves.
Yeah, he's...
As he's fucking her from the back.
This man lives in his own world. He does whatever he wants.
6. 14. Dude, you are just... I think you're due. $1,000. Do it.
Not doing that. I will do it when I feel it. I've been only doing it when you've poked me into it. I need to sense my own stuff.
Old dick on the table.
On hands that I haven't bet $500 or more, I swear to God, I am like 10-2. It is crazy how much I've been winning, except on giant bet hands.
Yeah, but why are you being a pussy?
I'm a pussy with money.
All right, we'll double down here.
I will do that for you. I will double down on the 10.
But it's just strategy. You got a 10 against the 6. Ain't no reason not to double down.
I agree. Ugh, would have loved that.
What we got here? Come on.
Boom!
Very small window for him to beat you.
And or push me, which he might do right now.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking dickhead.
Flip a 4.
Give me an 8.
Against the 10. Wait, 14. No 7. No 7. Don't do it, bud. What's he do? There it is. There's the bust.
Boom!
He was just cranking
Gloria!
It on the air.
That was Gloria! Odd. Yeah, well, he's like knife in the heart. He's like, oh, I don't want to knife in your... This guy fucking rules, dude. I'm getting close to even.
We gotta hit up my bookie and be like, more Ace.
Yeah, Ace, he clearly has the energy to work all day.
He's definitely on some cocaine leaves.
I hope so. He's having a good day. Oh, he's flipping... This guy's my favorite person in the world. I need to get to Antigua, like, ASAP. I think they're in Antigua. I need to get to whatever island he's on ASAP. Not like that piece of shit Gambit.
Like, we're going to stay with you, dude.
I will. Ace is my liege. Like, I will just ride for Ace. Oh, got another double down.
10. No, no, you don't double down against the 10, but you can if you want.
On an 11?
Feel free. Feel free, though.
Nah, fuck it. Because he has the 10, I won't.
The 10 is the reason why. Anything that... Yeah, see, you would have had a 13.
Yeah, can't do that. Can't do that.
18, stay.
Yeah, I'm good.
But he just killed you anyway.
Yeah, it happens. What do we got here?
How do they know?
Yeah, I don't know how. They always seem to know.
How do they know?
Well, I know how Ace knows. He has ESP via cocaine. Like,
I bet they have like one of those World Series of Poker cameras.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right, got $100 on the table again. Couple other dudes. Oh, Youth Bambino. YF Bambino is playing twice. Oh, he's... All right.
All right, $500 on the table.
Ace. Oh, I can't bet. Bets are already locked in. Ace is reshuffling.
No, Ace is where... This is the helpful hardware store, right?
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware store. Yeah. I'm very singy today.
Theater Rob.
Want to sing show tunes. Yeah. That's what I do whenever a sports team, like whenever I lose a horrible bet on mybookie.com or my sports team just rips my fucking heart out. I'm just like, dude, why do I even like this? Like, I should just watch musicals all the time.
All the time.
They never disappoint you. Newsies?
Just put There's on Newsies. There's been some bad musicals.
It's
every musical I've ever seen terrible.
Most musicals are terrible. But the thing about
I've never seen a good musical.
How many have you seen in person?
Three. Like a play?
Like a musical.
Or in the movies. Because the
movies are different.
The answer's three either way.
What? How many have you seen in person?
Like
you were sitting in a theater.
One.
What was it?
Les Mis.
You didn't like that?
No.
I think that's a great musical.
No.
But anything in a movie, you're probably going to hate.
It was a high school production.
Well, that makes a little bit of a difference.
But I was younger. Okay. It was actually the girl I took to soft hop. She's older.
Okay.
When I was 16, I took a 21-year-old to soft hop.
What?
Yeah.
Why? What was she doing there? Were you like that Duke player?
Kind of, yeah. She was grooming me.
What happened that she decided you weren't worth grooming? That's got to be brutal. You get dumped by a groomer
because
she doesn't see enough potential in you.
She's just like, you've hit your ceiling.
Yeah. I could tell. You broke your leg, and then she was like, eh.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
She's like, you said you're going to be 6'4". Now what are you going to be?
You're going to be like at least a D3 athlete.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Which means you can get a sweet real estate job and good to go.
I worked in hard money.
Yeah, you were there for a minute.
3 months. As I worked at the front desk of Lifetime Fitness as well.
A little bit. You were an entrepreneur, as they say.
Two job Danny and then three job Danny making videos for free.
Yeah. But then, you know, it leads to that.
I still need to invoice some people.
Still?
Yeah.
I think the statute of limitations might be up on that. Oh, here comes a 10. Here comes a 10.
You owe
bitch.
Me money, Mizzen and Main. No.
What do you get?
You won. He had 17. You had 20?
Yeah. Okay. So on my computer, it pops up when I win, and I'm like just not... I'm really fucking tired right now.
I put $1,000 on the table. You're tired.
Will you stop trying to make me lose money?
How are you going to pay for this kid if you don't take chances?
I was paying for him. I was up $1,000.
For her. We're going to put it out.
Oh, yeah, her. I'm hoping for a daughter. So, but yeah, good Lord.
Could I be the godfather of this child?
I don't know. Make your pitch.
Child three.
Make your pitch. Why should you be the godfather of my daughter?
Because I'll raise her to be tougher and more of a badass than your two punk kids.
You don't like Finn now? You're out on Finn?
He's going to be deformed now.
Jesus.
Because he gashed his head.
Scars make you look tough and hot and cool.
Right, but I feel like... He probably hit... You said you saw brain and
skull.
Bone.
I saw skull.
Okay. I'm kind of worried that might hurt his development.
It didn't breach the skull.
That we know of.
I know.
He's a soft baby.
I could see the skull.
The skull is still soft.
Skull was intact. No, not the front. Front... The believe it or not, human evolution figured out very quickly that these dipshits fall on their faces all the time. So the front of the skull... Pretty solid.
All right. I'm going to have to see more from
He actually fell on his face again last night. We were walking through the neighborhood and he wanted to get out of the stroller. I'm like, "All right, fine."
Bro, I think he might just be a klutz.
He is a klutz. I let him out. He took straight up like 9 steps, fell straight on his face and was bleeding out of his mouth. I was just like, "Dude, I can't fucking."
And obviously Rory's a bitch. He's getting bitten on the nose.
Oh boy.
By his fellow classmates or maybe even a counselor.
It might have been a teacher, yeah. Might have been a teacher.
The daycares, though, like, how old are those kids that actually take care of your children?
It's adults.
It's not like 15-year-olds?
No, it's 15-year-olds. Like, if we drop them off at, like, church to be babysat, there might be... It's like an adult and a 15-year-old or something, but at, like, actual daycare or whatever, it's...
Okay.
It's only adults. I think the youngest adult he had watching him at any point...
Your wife doesn't have a job. your wife's job is to watch your kids.
You know, she needs a break, I guess. And I'm winning so much money in blackjack that we can afford it.
Sure.
On mybookie.com.
What she need that break for? Midday?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just need to take a nap in the middle of the day. I respect it. I don't. So it's really contentious. We argue a lot at night. I'm going to yell at her when I get home.
Are you sleeping on the couch then?
No, dude. Come on. Sleeping in the guest room. Come on. On the couch. Why would I do that?
Be kind of funny if you made her sleep on the couch.
I am about to go sleep in a separate room when we get up to St. Louis, though. Because
your parents don't believe that a woman should be in the same bed.
Ever.
Even if they're well into their marriage.
Yeah. No, my wife, my parents' beds all through the house are so fucking uncomfortable. By the way, I just hit 21 on like 8 fucking cards.
I see that. But he could still push.
Yeah, I know.
15.
If you pull a 6.
Nope.
There we go.
Big dub. Put your dick on the table.
Calm down and I'll do. After that amount of luck, I'm going to push it? No.
Yeah, you push it till it runs out.
I'll push it eventually. But yeah, my parents, dude, it's like an old person's house now. And like everything's uncomfortable. Like the furniture, the beds, fucking everything is
What size bed did you have as a child?
A twin.
I had a twin, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually, when I went to college, my bed, I was like in tears because I had never slept in a bed that big.
What, would you have a queen?
I had a full.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think my third year in the fraternity house, I had a king size bed. And,
But my twin, my feet were always hanging off.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
But no, their mattresses in general, like, they're not made for people to sleep on. They're fucking terrible.
Is it a hay mattress?
Dude, I don't fucking know. Like, now I'm old enough that my back is fucking dying every time I sleep. Because when we were just up there for that wedding, I would wake up every morning and be like,
you're not going to recover for months.
No, I wake up and I'm just like, oh my fucking God, dude.
Ooh, missed by one.
Yeah, shit happens. Ace just will not. Ace is a chatty boy.
Who the fuck is that?
No. Where?
No, Ross is talking to somebody. Never mind.
Okay. 16, 18.
Dude, Ace is still going at it.
Ace is just fucking slanging it, dude. I love this guy. I'm just trying to claw my way back to even.
Are you not?
I'm close.
Don't claw. Just
$200 away from even.
Shoot your load.
Fuck, I can't believe I was about to follow your advice.
Oh, the fucking seltzer guy's here.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole fucking pallet of seltzer getting dropped off right now as we record this show.
Great timing, boys.
Yeah, well, shit happens.
10.
Come on. 2. Ah, glad I didn't do it. 8.
All right, do it next hand.
I was fucking gonna, dude. All right, what do we got here? Come on, Ace. Give me something good.
Give him a 9.
What? Are you going to put any money on UCF to win the Big 12?
I did.
What'd you put?
$200. Okay. At 10-1.
Oh, fuck yeah. I honestly might put that on Missouri to... I wish I could just do it on make the SEC championship game.
Or just make the playoff.
Yeah.
I bet there's odds on that.
Oh, you dick! 21! Oh, Ace. He feels bad, though.
I already know how the season goes, though. I just broke Barry Sanders' record in college football.
Oh, did you?
With R.J. Harvey. Surpasses him in touchdowns and yards.
All right. I have $1,000 on the table.
All right. Let's see how this goes. I'll break it down. All right. So here goes Ace. Swiping off the table, cleaning it up.
Ace just had a 21 on his last hand, so.
You're due. Starts out with an 8. All right. What else is he going to feed you? He's got you riled up. 14. Against a 9. Not
what you want.
What you're looking for.
Just what you want.
Nobody made you do this.
Sometimes you have to attack.
This is going
to
be your own demise.
It was two blackjacks in a row to start,
come on,
by
give
the way.
Seven.
The
give
first
him a
two,
seven.
The first two dudes had a blackjack. And
oh,
a bust.
Man, it's not even fun. You don't even get to get your heart ripped out.
I should have just stayed on the 14s and fuck it.
All right, so you're down.
Yeah,
I think
down.
You got to attack.
I think you're right.
I think you
this
do it
aggression
again.
Won't stand.
I think you got to do it again.
I can't let this aggression stand. Oh, and he busted. I'm attacking again. I'm not letting that happen.
I want to see a double down situation here. Just a classic bounce back.
Let's fucking go.
That didn't take much. That didn't take much.
Ace. Come on, buddy. All right, I got 1,000 on the table again for those watching.
Is the Missouri National Championship the one thing you would give up years of your life for?
I mean, no, not at this point.
Would you give up a year of your life for a Missouri National Championship?
Well, is it like the end?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, instead of living to 80, you live to 79.
Sure.
All right, would you give up 5 years?
Another 14. I got another 14 here.
Against the six, though, you're good. Stay. He's going to bust. You won the sand. We're going to will it into existence.
Oh,
he's
going to
flip he flipped a three. He's got 9. That's a tough beat. That's a real tough beat.
Come on.
Oh, no.
19. There it is.
Yeah.
I'll go back to hundreds. I'll go back to hundreds of dollar hands. That's probably for the
That's not great.
It's not what I want.
He distracted you with his, like...
with his dancing.
Being a maestro.
With his, yeah. Piece of shit.
All right, back to the conversation, though.
Yeah, I'll take a year off. Why
five?
Not? What?
Five years off?
No, not at this point. If you had asked me that in college, when that was like a meaningless statement to me,
yeah.
Oh, no question.
All right, but how far back can a team actually win the national championship this year? I have, I think, five teams. I think five teams can realistically win the Natty this year.
Who? Oregon, Texas.
Ohio State. Georgia.
Yep.
Oregon. I guess Texas.
I don't buy Texas. I think that's a tough beat with their whole new receiving core. Mm-hmm. I know they got transfers and stuff like that, but...
I'll buy Texas.
Okay.
I'll take your Texas stock. And then... Alabama still. I think Bama.
I think people are sleeping on Bama.
I think DeBoer's a great hire.
Yeah.
Bama could still win.
I agree.
That's SEC and Big Ten. That's it.
Yes. Florida State and Clemson aren't doing... Doesn't Florida State have some annoying, stupid quarterback this year?
DJ.
No, I like Ugalele. He won't do what his predecessor did, but... Yeah, he's good. He's good enough if they use him right. If Norvell uses him right.
All right, I'll throw a six in. Florida State. I think Florida State could do it.
They got the schedule
for
it.
They were undefeated. Yeah, the schedule's going to be a lot easier. Granted, I don't know. You still have to, like, they have to play Miami.
How close do you think LSU is?
All right. No, LSU could win the Natty, too. So that's seven teams?
I'm not just saying this because he was a Mizzou guy. Blake Baker is a legitimately great defensive coordinator.
Right.
Like, they fixed the problem.
They're going to put up points. They could win a Natty. Yeah, seven. I got seven teams.
Okay.
You could probably talk me into an eighth.
Missouri?
It's very easy. I think Mizzou might be the line.
They're right there.
I think you guys are 8 or 9. You're on the bubble.
I agree with
you're
that.
You're on bubble watch.
I agree with that. It really is. It's not. If we weren't replacing Baker, if we weren't replacing a DC, I would feel better.
Teams that have no shot. Clemson.
No, none. USC, laughable.
Dude, USC might not win like 7 games this year.
I cannot wait to bet the line. I mean, LSU is going to win by 5 scores.
They're going to have to go to like Iowa at some point and just freeze their dicks off in the middle of November.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to hate it.
They're going to regret the death of the Pac-12 so fucking much.
All right, who can steal that like a playoff spot that's just out of nowhere? Like, they're just going to turn it on, maybe not have too big of a schedule. Like, could Oregon State, I know Smith left. Could Oregon State?
Would they allow Oregon State? Would they
say they run the table in the Mountain West? And that means they would beat Oregon too.
Okay, that's beating Oregon is enough almost in its.
Or they could go 11-1, 12-1 if they win the conference tournament. Because are they technically in the Mountain West? Or are they just
no? I think they're independent.
They're just playing a Mountain West schedule.
I hate to say it. Actually, I'm not even going to say it. I don't think Kansas has a shot.
No. Because Jalen Daniels is not going to play the whole season.
Yeah, K-State could.
Kansas State is kind of a wild card, with especially Avery Johnson.
But I love their quarterback, yeah.
Avery Johnson, he's a stud, but a lot of it's riding on him.
I'm trying to think if there's any, like, ACC.
Utah?
Cam Rising? Utah, totally. Utah is a serious contender. I think Utah is slept on. I would bet them to make the CFP right now.
Well, yeah, because they're favored to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
So they would get in.
Yeah.
Plus, Whittingham only gets better as the season progresses. Do you take Penn State serious?
No. I don't take Penn State seriously at all.
Michigan has a rebuild?
No, that's a total rebuild. Ohio State and Oregon are the two contenders in the Big 10.
Washington?
Nah, rebuild.
Just in the Natty?
What quarterback did they just get?
I don't know. But they have I believe Smith went up there, right?
Yeah, they replaced DeBoer with a decent dude, but with Arizona's coach, right?
Or no, yeah, you're right. It was Jed Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, where did Jonathan Smith go then? From Oregon State.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
He left his alma mater. Yeah, no, Jed, I think Arizona's still going to be good, though, because they kept
a year removed.
They kept a decent amount of guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jed Fish is going to have Washington rolling. They'll be good.
I low key think that the Big 12 is a better football conference than the Big 10 this year, top to bottom.
That's not true.
Top to bottom, the top is better in the Big 10, no question.
Yeah, but like I think depth wise, it'll be more fun. Big 12 is going to be the probably most fun conference in college football.
I think SEC is going to be pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same teams.
But I do agree that Big 12 is going to be a blast. I will watch Big 12 or Big 10 football any day this year.
It's just so wide open. What about the ACC? Do you have any
sleepers?
Any hope for that?
Is North Carolina going to do anything this year at all?
No. Yeah. Do you have any hope for Miami?
No. Ugh. No. Ever.
Well, Cam Ward.
Ace is gone, by the way. Goodbye, our dancing king. who's in here now?
You're just kind of floating. You're floating along now. Put $1,000 on the table.
I'm up every time I'm not doing Ada. What Ada? Probably.
I mean, you're down like $2,000 right now.
I am down definitely $2,000.
At least maybe $2,500. Put another $1,000 down.
I was up $1,000 at one point. And then things happened to me. 17. I'll chill on that.
What's your toughest game?
At Bama.
Yeah, you guys are losing that game.
That's fine. Our three big games are at Bama, at A&M, and OU at home. Those are our three toughest games.
Are you buying A&M?
No, no. Lord, no. Not at all. Show me. I know it's a new coach, good coach, the guy from Duke. I forget his name. But, like, it's year one. Not yet. Maybe. Maybe he does it. I feel like they lost a lot in the transfer market, too.
Yeah, when Fisher was heading out.
Yeah.
I still think they still got a lot of
guys. I will say this.
They got more money than God.
They do. Mizzou is fucked if they don't win that game at A&M.
You have to.
Yeah. You have to win that game at A&M. There's no world in which you make the playoff,
I think.
What about
Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're good, and their schedule's ass. So, do I buy them to make it to
make
win?
The playoff?
Yeah, make the playoff, no question.
Okay.
The
first one to
have Green Apple. Ooh.
Green Apple Heart AF.
Is it in the cup, I assume? Yeah. All right. I am trying live on air on a pretty empty stomach, too. Green Apple Heart AF Seltzer. I had a tester of it, but this is the final product. I'm pretty hyped because watermelon's my favorite. I like peach a lot, but watermelon is like head and shoulders my favorite. The other ones are fun, but I don't drink them a lot.
Pina colada is good.
But the one I've After I tried this one, it was like, oh shit, now it's neck and neck. So I'm gonna try the final product here.
Dun dun.
Oh my god. It's actually better than watermelon, and I don't say that lightly. This is my new favorite. This is. Yeah.
Here, let me try it.
This is. Yeah, I'll hand it over to you. I got a 4. Oh, 12. Fun.
Hmm.
I mean, it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
That
literally, there's no alcohol taste.
That's some solid work.
The alcohol taste is gone. Yeah, that tastes like a fucking Jolly Rancher.
Even the watermelon has a little bit of bite to it.
That's dangerous.
The fact that this is 8% is troubling. I will say,
people are going to die.
The times I've gone to, if Drinking Bros events where Hard AF has been like present, like the Miami Marlins opening last year, it was the type of thing where I was like, I would kick it off with like 2 or 3 Hard AFs, you know, be a company man. And then it was quickly like, I can't do this all day. I'd be like, Get me a 4% beer very quickly. And a sandwich, because this is fucking killing me.
That's going to cause a lot of divorce right there.
Well, wouldn't be our first time.
Well, yeah. Jesus Christ. Fucking trip in Miami.
Oh, Lord.
Broke up an engagement.
Well, we didn't do anything.
Right. He just drank too much.
And that'll happen. Chilling on 18 here.
Against the 10. I mean, your fate is in the God's hands.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, this is good. I don't even care anymore because I got fucking green apple in my tummy.
What's the other flavor? Is there only
Ross,
one?
Is there another new flavor or is it just this one?
I think they got changed the Jolly Rancher style.
Okay.
Oh, so every flavor is kind of a new formula.
Kicked up a little bit. All right. Well, they do have the school flavors. But those are only at the schools.
Right, but I guess like the pina colada and the watermelon stuff, they're all just revamped and the alcohol taste is gone.
I feel like I had no notes on pina colada. Like, I'm just not, like, I liked it, but I'm not like a pina colada.
But you know how there was still
drink,
that kind of, like,
tasted perfect,
that aftertaste of a little bit of boozy?
Yeah.
That and the green apple was gone completely. And now I think the other flavors are also like that.
Yeah, there's nothing here. By the way, I've won like $800 in the last couple. It's every time that I'm not fucking around. On my non-giant hands, my record today is fucking insane. Right.
So do this. Put $1,000 down. And then I want you to look for the double down. You just push. They owe you. They owe you. Come on. You got it. You're good for it. You got it. It's in the account. Do it.
Fine. Yes. $1,000 on the table. Fucking hate you.
And then no matter what you get, double down.
No matter what I get, I get a 20. Just go.
I'm kidding.
Was that the green as well?
No, new watermelon.
New watermelon.
Oh. Man, I got to say, watermelon was already no notes, but.
Yeah, but now.
I'll take it.
It's even better. It's a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, wow.
This is crazy. Is this because we have the new brewery?
I can't say why.
Can't say why. All right. We got a new flavor house.
Oh, good. A 5. A 5 on my $1,000 hand.
Yeah, but you got a 6. 16. Hit, obviously.
Give me a 5. Give me another 5.
Give him a 5. Give my man a 5. That's crazy.
Yeah, the watermelon's good. But I'm like infatuated with green apple now. Like that is,
no, watermelon's awesome.
I'm a green apple boy.
All right, what we got here? Oh no, hit.
Well, yeah,
keep coming.
Yeah, buddy.
12. Let's go. Give him a 9. 20.
All right.
Bang.
I'll sit on it.
No seven. There, we're good. $1,000, baby.
Woo!
Do it again. Do it again.
I'm back to even, so fuck
live
it.
On the edge. Do it.
Hey, I'm back to even. Look at these bitches with their $50 hand, the $25 chips.
Morons.
Idiots.
The less you bet, the more you lose when you win. believe that's Chris Felicis.
Okay, got Nate.
11, two, double down. Against a four, double down. Come on. $2,000.
Here we go. Holy shit.
Go. Give him a 10. Feed my man a 10. Oh. No. No. Oh, it happened so fast.
For Dan Regester, I'm Rob Fox, and this has been...
At least you got the green apple.
Got the Casino Friday. Thank God for this green apple. Hard AF Seltzer. We'll catch you next week. I hate you so much. You have a problem.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.